Today I'm going to be reading from Philemon, the epistle from John, or from Paul. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our dear friend and co-worker, to Apphia, our sister, and to Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in your house. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. When I remember you in my prayers, I always thank God because I hear of your love for all the saints and your faith toward the Lord Jesus. I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective when you perceive all the good that we may do for Christ. I have indeed received much joy and encouragement from your love, because the hearts of the saint have been refreshed through you, my brother. For this reason, I am bold enough in Christ to command you to do your duty, yet I would rather appeal to you on the basis of love. And I, Paul, do this as an old man and now also as a prisoner of Christ Jesus. I am appealing to you for my child, Onesimus, whose father I have become during my imprisonment. Formerly, he was useless to you, but now he is indeed useful both to you and to me. I am sending him, that is, my own heart, back to you. I wanted to keep him with me so that he might be service to me in your place during my imprisonment for the gospel, but I preferred to do nothing without your consent, in order that your good deed may be voluntary and not something forced. Perhaps this is the reason he was separated from you for a while, so that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. So if you consider me your partner, welcome him as you would welcome me. If he has wronged you in any way or owes you anything, charge that to my account. I, Paul, am writing this in my own hand. I will repay it. I say nothing about you owing me even your own self. Yes, brother, let me have this benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ, confident in your obedience. I am writing to you knowing that you will do even more than I say. One more thing, prepare a guest room for me, for I am hoping through your prayers to be restored to you. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, sends greetings to you, and so do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit.
Naka non delle sue nena mata con anicua, satermena filimoni, na canoa sendua, te butak non del vola mena mata in tikina, den saluti ne carosan lucando in tikina. Filimoni wa sendua, mena mata in tikina, va den saluti ne carosan lucando in tikina. Koyau ko Paula, sa vestu ena buki Kristo Jesu. Ke ti modi na vekanda. Filimoni o koe ke rau sanda o lamana. Ke na nero i tokani, ve a fia talanga na vekanda e lewa. Ve a ki po talanga na nero i tokani e na i walu ongo. Ve ira talanga na i songsongo leo ni lotu, er sa tiko e na nomu wale. Me nomu ndo na loloma ke na waka dengu mai buwana kato kato. Ke na turanga ko Jesu Kristo. Au sapa ka mibinaka wana nungu kalou, ni sa dhavuti iko, ena veisinga ena nungu masu. Ni sa rongoada na nomu loloma, ke na nomu wakambauta wana turanga ko Jesu. Ki vei ira talanga er sa lotu, me mai waka ukaua na wakambauta sa tuve iko. Me waka takilai kina na kakeda nga evinaka sa tuve ke mundou, ena buki Kristo Jesu. Ni sa levu na neitou reki, ke na waka dengu e na buku ni nomu loloma na wakangu. Niko sa waka dengu ya na lomandra er sa lotu. Endina nga sa rawa meu ndondo waka lewu e na buku i Kristo me wakarota veiko na ka e kilikili. Ia e na buku ni nonra uve lomani nga kausabi na kata dake me waka mamasu nga ni sa waka ongo ko yau ko Paula nangase. Ia kausa vesu talanga endai endai e na buku i Jesu Kristo. Ao sabo que mas sutiko é na vuku ni luvengo onisimo o koe ka o sabo que tumbura ni o sabe sutu o koe é na senga nianga eliu veiko e ia nangaianga veiko veia o talanga ao nangai talata le veiko o koe ongo me wakde ngui koe ni sabo kana na luvengo di na sar ao sabe tauranga meu tiko veiau meu ke mui sosomi me sangarabia o ni sabe sutu e na buku ni tuku tuku binak. Ia ni sasenga ni kilana e lum, au sasenga ni via vakawa e ndua na ka, me kakua ni waka na kakau sa waka saurara na nomu loloma. Meo sa lomamu ngā kina, ni saikoa e mbeka ongo sa lako tai ni waka leka leka kina, me tauri kua talanga ka tawa mundu. Me kakua ni waka na tamata wale ngā, me ua sivi dhake e na tamata wale ngā. Me wekamu la mani, me wekamu la mani, a waka lebu vei au i a ka waka i vei vei iko, e na ka waka vuravura ke na ka ni tūranga talanga. I ongo ke waka ako ni sa waka asami au iau ni usa tokoni, mo waka dingu i koya me waka taki au. Ke waka sa waka dhadhani iko ko koya e na ndua na ka sa senga ni sa senga ndua na kasa ndi na ukina veiko mo wala ia ukina. O iau ko Paula au sa wala e na lingangu dina, au sa sauma ia ka sa senga ni kaya veiko ni sando donu ngā mo nongu talenga ko iko. Io nongu i tokani me urekitaki iko manda e na turanga, wakade nguia na lomangu e na buku i karisto. Ni kau sa wakandinata ko sa talai rarawa ka una wala kina veiko, ni sa kila ko sa kitaka na kaka usa kaya ka uo sivi dha kikina. E meni sa gabili rao na ndale soni kerana kena bebo kilonga tak me wana tamanda sa ve versa.
There was a funny thing on Facebook this week. It was popping up on a couple of different things. It was a picture of like somebody giving a TED talk, you know, and he had like a PowerPoint screen behind him, and it was about Paul, you know, Paul, the Apostle Paul. And it was breaking down Paul's letters. Grace, like he greets you with grace, always. It's the standard thing. Grace to you, I'm praying for you, I love you and I'm praying for you. Please, in the love of all that's holy, stop doing the crazy things you're doing. Timothy says hi. Because, you know, Timothy was always traveling with Paul. And, you know, he's mentioned here, right? They're in prison together. I don't really preach on epistles too much. You've probably noticed. I like a story that I can interpret. But here we had an opportunity, and I don't even want to tell you what the gospel story was this week. It was Jesus being really rough. You know, you have to give up everybody to follow me, right? You have to hate your family. I don't want to preach that today. So we decided to go with Philemon because this is a rare opportunity to have an entire epistle as our lectionary text. Beautifully read, by the way. You did a good job on those names. So a little background on Paul, for those of you who might not know, right? You probably don't know too much about Paul, right? Yeah. So Paul, most of what we know about Paul is from either the book of Acts or these letters, right? The epistles that he wrote that make up a majority of the New Testament. Paul was a Pharisee originally, right? He grew up in Tarsus, Paul of Tarsus. And from a family of Pharisees, we know this from one of his letters when he speaks of himself being a Pharisee from Pharisees, right? So a family of Pharisees. So it's ingrained in him, Pharisaic idea. Remember, the Pharisees were devoted to the idea that you had to follow the strictures of the law, right? Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and you had to follow them very precisely to make sure that, you know, to take care of your spiritual self, right? To maintain your holiness. So he has that mindset, right? That's how he operates. You have to follow these laws. So when Jesus comes along and starts this new burgeoning movement after his death and resurrection, Paul is appalled. And he, all right. And he wants to crush the movement, right? He wants to be a part of that, crush this horrible movement that's sullying our religion, the temple, right? So remember Stephen, the first martyr, right? When they stone him, Saul is there. He was there holding the coats. He was 100% in approval of that act. And he decides while he's there, and you know, I'm going to devote myself to this now, and I'm going to Damascus, and I'm going to go up there and round up anybody up there who's following this new movement, and I'm going to bring them back to Jerusalem so that they can be punished. And on his way up to Damascus, he's blinded by this incredibly bright light. And the voice from the light says, "Saul, why are you persecuting me?" "Well, who are you, Lord?" "I am Jesus, who you are persecuting." And he's blinded for the next 3 days. He has to be led by hand the rest of the way to Damascus. He stays in a room. He doesn't eat or drink. He's blinded. And then Ananias, whose house he's staying at, comes and speaks to him. And his sight is restored. And instantly he decides, "I am devoting myself to this new movement. I will spread this word of this risen Lord as far as I can go." And that's exactly what he does, right? Three journeys all around the Mediterranean. And he gets imprisoned a lot because he's, you know, purporting this new anti-empire, liberative, justice-oriented movement of a lord who is not the emperor. So he keeps getting in trouble and he gets imprisoned a lot. And he develops this, you know, letter-writing campaign, because in addition to traveling around and starting and writing letters, he's also starting churches. Each of the communities he goes to, he starts a new church and then he moves on. But he keeps in touch with these churches and to let them know that Timothy says hi, right? But they're also writing to him because they're expressing concerns that are going on in their communities, and he's sharing his thoughts and ideas. And that's how that is, you know, this main part of the New Testament. In this letter, this is a personal letter. Most of the letters are right? Colossians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Thessalonians. Those are all written to the church communities at these places, right? This is a letter to one person, Philemon. Philemon, it is believed, was a member of the church at Colossae. Remember we talked about Colossae? Vague nods. I've heard of it. So they believe that, Philemon was a member of the church at Colossae, this community at Colossae, and would have church groups meeting in his house. They know this because he is named in the letter to Colossians. So he's there, and his slave, Onesimus, has run away and found his way to Paul in prison. Paul, they believe, I keep saying they, the scholars, you know, the scholars believe that Paul was under house arrest in Rome. So he wasn't in a prison, you know, behind bars, but under house arrest in Rome. And Philemon's slave, Onesimus, finds his way to Paul. Runs away, comes to Paul, and they have a relationship develops. They talk about God and who knows what they talk about, but Onesimus is led to Jesus and becomes a follower. And, you know, they develop this close relationship. So that's when the letter comes in. Paul writes this letter to Philemon, sending Onesimus back. And that's the interesting thing about the letter. He doesn't tell him, release Onesimus, because, you know, because I'm Paul, And, you know, I started the church, so, you know, you kind of have to do what I say. He appeals to his better side, and it's all based on his experience of this risen Christ. When Paul is on the road to Damascus and is blinded for 3 days and goes into seclusion for these 3 days, to me, that is an allusion to Christ in the tomb. Paul reemerges from this time new. He comes out in this new understanding, right? He accepts the risen Lord, Jesus, as his personal savior, right? And Paul's whole theology is based on living a life like Christ, right? That's what these letters are all saying. How to live in love the way Jesus did, and now the way he does. And now he writes in the letter. When Onesis ran away from Philemon, you know, that's a major offense. Philemon could have him punished, right? And they don't know why he ran away. Did he steal something? Right? That it's hinted at when Paul says, "I will repay whatever he owes." Well, does that sound familiar? Someone paying for somebody else's sins, right? There's Jesus again. Jesus dying for our sins. Paul offering to pay for the sins of Onesis because he is now one of this beloved family because he's loved, right? So all these parallels. Paul is modeling this life for Onesis and for Philemon. And in this letter to Philemon, he's not telling him, you must do this. If you want to be a Christian, you must do this. He knows that Philemon is a part of this community. He knows that Philemon has heard all this and knows all this and is a follower of Jesus. He loves Jesus, and he knows that he'll do the right thing. He sees the transformation in all of them. He has felt the transformation. He sees the transformation in Onesis. He's seen this transformation in each of the communities that he has started and has maintained letter communications with. What's this called? Communications with. Paul lives and models this life for Onesis, Philemon, and for us. So as we're out in the world, here's something for us to think about. You know, and it's the same as the message that we had with Ziyama. How can we, when we are out in the world, treat the world as it is loved by God? How can we share the love that we have received from God with the world? I was going to say the trick. It's not a trick. The goal of the Christian life is to share this good news with all those around us. It's not just to come here on Sundays and listen to beautiful singing or hear beautiful organ or piano music or hear a nice message or, you know, talk to our friends. It's to invigorate ourselves, nourish ourselves for the journey outside, for what we're doing outside. The world is hungry for the message that we have received and now bring back out into the world. Amen?